Well, good morning. It is 6:25 a.m. on Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. 34 degrees, which is just a soupçon above 1 degree Celsius on the plus side. Above freezing, huzzah. 93% humidity. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. The crows decided to roost around my apartment building last night. When I stepped out of my apartment building, I was met by the raucous cries of the Corvid Congress. And they're down here as well, obviously. But Johnny didn't hear them around my apartment that much. They roost there sometimes, but not often. But it's definitely Crow Day. Welcome to Crow Day, y'all. Happy March 1st. So, Big Hair Dude was back on the north-south line this morning. It's like just when I'd given up and accepted that something had changed. The tides would shift. Nope, we're back. Which means absolutely nothing. But it was just one of those... After resolving that particular orientation point of my morning routine was no longer an orientation point, I was back. Which, I don't know, signifies nothing, really, but it's in our nature as human beings to ascribe meaning to things. And honestly, in the larger sense, there is none. Which sounds a bit nihilistic, but I mean, it's true, right? Unless you're talking about, I don't know, another person. Whew, that was a stinky trash truck. Damn. Whew. But unless you're talking about another person's interactions with you that affect you directly, meaning is not... Meaning is a very subjective thing. So... It was just the timing. Timing. I find interesting. And again, subjectively speaking. But then everything's subjective, isn't it? It's nearly impossible to find something truly objective in the world just because it's human perception that's bringing it in. It's the medium by which we assess and evaluate. You know, the sun is so many millions of miles away. This is a fact. And objectively, that's true. What that means is up to every individual to decide, I guess. I don't know. I'm really scattered this morning. We went to the Museum of Science and Industry's After Dark event last night. And the theme last night was books. And honestly, it was more about beer than books. Not booksellers. There were lots of book traders, doing book exchanges and so on. There were several of those. And there was one person we saw doing a fairly mundane demonstration of paper making. Powell's. Which was ironic because the starting point for their making a paper was scraps of paper. Which, you can't use a word in the definition of the word. You can't make paper from paper. It's already paper. And I know. You break it down and you make your own paper out of old paper. But still, I mean, that's... Anyway, there was far more beer there than there was books. And I looked at the map for, you know, who was where and what were they doing and yada yada. It was like a million beer manufacturers and brewers and microbrews and so on. Some really good beer. I will tell you, I have... The beer game in Portland is next level. Everybody was giving out these, depending on who you were with, who was pouring, but suffice it to say that we all had a lovely time. it was Allie and her partner, and a couple other people from the Polyam group.
I got you. Go ahead.
And we had a lovely time. It's also the same group, ironically, that is going to be gaming on Sunday. We're doing our session zero for our Shadowrun cyberpunk game, and it was the same group. So that was kind of cool, just to get a pre-game dynamic socially, without actually talking about gaming. Although of course gaming came up, but it was lovely. It was. And it was an extension of what I was talking about the other day of this expansion of my social circle. These are good people. I really enjoy their company. And I really kind of count myself lucky to have... found... Then we found each other. You know, and I'm my brain just goes into, how did this come to pass? And I can roll it back all the way back to when I first moved here, and Muse had suggested I go to this polyamory speed dating thing. And from that, I was added to the mailing list about the Polyam coffee socials, which I did, and then started meeting these people, and then, it's just this sequence of random events that brought me to here, which is, again, no particular meaning. I just like to know, I like to understand the trajectory of things. Yes, Dave tends to overthink. Welcome to my world. So that was lovely. It was great to spend time with Allie and her partner. and get a sense for their dynamic. And then on Thursday, tomorrow, Allie and I have our first date again. The last one having been canceled by snow. We're gonna try it again, so yeah. But I'm feeling it this morning. I am not the party beast I used to be, although I've never been, I mean, I've partied, but I've always paid the price. Ramsey, on the other hand, my buddy Ramsey, he doesn't have hangovers, or at least he didn't. I think now that finally the age has caught up with him, that he actually does feel the consequences of his parties, but not like the rest of us. He sets his mutant superpowers, no hangovers. Ah. And it's not a superpower that he abuses. He's not a party beast. But, I drank my water last night. I'm not wrecked, but I'm definitely feeling it. So, interesting tidbit of news. Apparently, there are herds of wild boar running amok in Rome. Apparently, because during the 2 years of COVID, tourism dropped so precipitously, and the fact that wild boar is apparently a very popular dish to be served in Europe and Italy in particular, they weren't being hunted as vigorously as they usually are, and now the population is out of control. And wild boar roaming the streets of Rome. I saw the headline. I thought it was a metaphor. I thought they were referring to some roving band of ne'er-do-wells. No, it's literally wild boar. So the price of boar is going to be very cheap in Europe these days. Butterfly wings in Africa, man. That cascade of circumstance. Fascinating. And I'm back at Jameson Square, so I'm going to wrap that up. When you sign up for the Pearlcast, you don't know what you're going to get. Morning. But here we are, March, new month, middle of the week, Wednesday, the tipping point. A conspiracy of opportunity has descended upon us. New beginnings, or a tipping point between the beginning and the end of the week. I mean, that combination invites possibility, doesn't it? So, by all means, avail yourself of that. So have a lovely Wednesday. And as you're going about your day, ascribing random meanings to things because you're human and that's what you do, keep in mind the wisdom of Brother Zigzag, who has bestowed upon us a gift in the form of this phrase, despite everything, create. Make that part of the regimen, the routine, the process. He's waiting for me. That's nice. Thank you. And I will tell you to love fearlessly as you navigate between the crow poop. Love fearlessly. Love with what you got. Empty the tank on your love engine. Whoa, that sounded a little dirty. But you know what I mean. Don't go there. Well, okay, go there if you want, but you know. I will do the same. God, get me more coffee. And I will talk to you soon.